Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and I hope you're having a great day. I hope your weather is good. I live in Southwest Florida, and it's pretty much warm here, except for the 3 days a year we get winter. And you would think we would all freeze to death during that time the way we act. But the sun is shining today, and I'm out on the lanai, and the dog's curled up in the sun, and God is good, and I'm thankful. It's been a great day of worship in our family, too, and we enjoy being at worship this morning. I hope you have a house of worship. If you don't, try to find a place that you really do resonate well, that resonates with you, I guess I should say, but that speaks to you while you're there. I wanted to talk to you about moving that wall. You know, there's that wall you need to move. And you're sure that if you put your hands on it and you press hard enough, you can move it. Well, no, you would not do that, would you? Of course not. You can't remove a wall just by pushing on it. Well, we sort of try to do that in our lives. You know, we've got that person who we just want them to see our point of view, to do things our way, to understand what it is we've got to say, and we push and we push and we push, and we get nowhere. It doesn't work. It's much like pushing on that wall that you're trying to get rid of in your house. It's not going to work. You may want a wide open floor plan, you know, no wall between the kitchen and the dining room, but pushing the wall with your hands is not going to work. So in our life, when we're trying to get our point across, we may push a little too hard. I know I need to preach this to myself. It is something I struggle with, but, you know, I learn by teaching, and I think this is true for all of us. But when we are trying to get our point across to convince someone of something that they're not interested in, we're wasting our time, we're frustrating them, and we're frustrating ourselves, and, well, that's just not a good deal, is it? This is especially true if your loved one has dementia. When someone has dementia and we're trying to convince them of a point, that point might be they need to get their clothes on or put their pajamas on, or they need to get to the table to eat, or no, your wife died 10 years ago. I don't want to know why you're still looking for her, or whatever it is that we want to argue with them about. We're going to be about as successful with them as we will be trying to push that wall down between the dining room and the kitchen. So don't do it. Don't try to push that wall down. All you're going to do is get blisters on your hands. Who wants that? Not me. So what you want to do instead is enter their world. If they say, I don't want to put my pajamas on, well, your response could be, well, I don't care what you want. It is 8:30 at night and your butt's going to be in the bed at 9 o'clock because I'm worn out. You're going to put your pajamas on. See, I can just hear me saying that. However, the better response might be, I don't blame you. I'm just tired myself. Let's just sit down here and talk a little bit. We'll forget about pajamas. What do you think? And then start talking about something. And hopefully that something would be something other than a subject that's going to make them feel like you're trying to push something down their throat or push that wall down. Make it be something funny or a joke you heard or something you remember from the past, or ask them, tell me again about the high school you went to. I cannot remember the name of it, because see, they live in the past and they probably remember the name of that high school. And you know, there's nothing we're more of an expert on than ourselves. Most of us love to talk about ourselves. We think everybody wants to hear it. They don't, but we think they do. So when dementia is part of the picture, we still want to talk about ourselves. And in the process of that talking, just start seeing if you can begin the dressing for the nighttime routine. Get the pajamas out, lay them out, take the shoes off, make an effort to set them off to the side, take off a sock, give the foot a little rub, take off the other sock, give another foot a little rub. Maybe unbutton the shirt and see, can you slide the pajama top on? And then just keep on that talking. Don't make a deal about your putting pajamas on. Don't talk about that at all. Just keep on with that conversation and try to accomplish what it is you were trying to get done to begin with. You're entering their world rather than expecting them to make the change that you want made that they could care less about. But on that same point, if your loved one just refuses to put their pajamas on, who cares? We don't care. If they sleep in today's clothes, does it really matter? Is it going to, my dad used to say, 100 years from now, it's not going to make any difference. And that's true. Now, if your loved one has pajamas on and they need to go to church, that might matter. It might not, depending on what those pajamas look like. And I've seen some people show up at church wearing some weird stuff. But if they're going to be embarrassed or someone's likely to say something to them to make them self-conscious, of course, we would not want that to ever happen. Sometimes we got to pick our battles, but sometimes we need to avoid our battles by not trying to knock that wall down. Have a great day. Blessings and smiles on your caregiving journey. I'm here for you. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America, these people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.